Welcome back to the Gen Z Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Zahar and Lucas. This is week four of quarantine, I think. I don't know. We actually have hockey news to talk about. We have actually quite a bit of news to talk about, which is good for us and the listeners. Mm-hmm. How have you been? How has quarantine treated you?
It's been good. I finished school, and I'm pretty sure you did as well.
Yeah, I'm done school.
So both of us have finished our first year of university, which is kind of surreal.
Yeah. It flew by.
And the thing is, with the whole quarantine, it actually went longer than it was supposed to. It's crazy to think that like it just flew by and that's it. But the quarantine's actually been really relaxing. Yesterday, you know how there's like that great feeling where you order in food for your whole family? Isn't that like one of the greatest things in the world? We did that yesterday and it was fantastic. We just kind of relaxing and not doing a whole lot.
I started watching hockey highlights because I missed hockey.
Oh, you're going down the rabbit hole?
Yeah. I went through like the best Leafs moments of the season. And you know what they put as the best moment? The Mitch Marner goal on the Sharks. Like on between the legs.
Well, yeah, that was one of the sickest goals I've ever seen.
Yeah. It was a nice goal. But then, yeah, I just went down the rabbit hole. Other than that, I finished the puzzle, the panorama puzzle. I finished that in one day, which was, I finished a 1,000-piece puzzle in one day because I had nothing else to do. So I just like.
You must have been bored.
Yeah, I had DJ sets going from like mm-hmm. old EDM concerts. And then I was just building the puzzle and I finished that in one day.
Okay.
Okay, so getting back to hockey news, so what do you want to start with?
We can talk about the NWHL.
Okay, and then I have stuff about Elliot Friedman. He was on Tim and Sid, and he started talking about like everything. So.
Okay.
Okay, so the National Women's Hockey League?
I think so.
So the National Women's Hockey League confirms plans to expand into Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a new women's hockey team in Toronto. They already have 5 players under contract. Launching our first team, this is Danny Ryland, the commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Launching our first team in Canada is a pivotal and proud moment for the National Women's Hockey.
And also, it's another thing to, it's also big to have Toronto as your first market.
In Canada, yeah.
That's also a big one, is to have any time to have Toronto as a market. It's gonna be that. Like if I'm gonna compare this to other leagues, the first Canadian team to come to the NBA was Toronto.
Yeah,
and for Canada, you always want that as one of your markets.
Yeah, it's probably the, like by side population alone.
By population, it's biggest.
By population alone, it's the only like it's on, the only major market that can really support like this many teams.
Yeah.
Okay, so then this is gonna be the sixth. Behind Monmouth, Junction, so Boston, New Jersey, Cincinnati, Connecticut, New Jersey, or Buffalo, New York, and then St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
So they already have a couple of teams going, and
yeah. Having Boston and Minnesota, those are big markets. So that's good. That's great
and,
for them.
And Buffalo, too, so.
Buffalo's not the biggest market. It's New York, but it's not. And that's the problem with Buffalo. It's a pretty big market. It's not a New York market.
Yeah, obviously.
But Buffalo's diehard for all their all other sports. So I it's good for them.
Yeah. One second. I wanted to find something. Okay. There's a great article online by the Associated Press, Sportsnet. It talks talking about like the expansion and every single player that's involved. We're not gonna really go through it because these players, like, I don't really know what to talk about these players. Mm-hmm. Most of these players are relatively well known, I guess,
in their respective leagues.
Yeah, in their respective leagues. There you go. That's what I was missing. So we have the. Never mind. I'm gonna butcher that name.
Read it yourself on sportsnet.ca. You'll find it there, and you'll see you'll see the names that Sahar was gonna screw up.
There was one quote I liked though that said, "It's kind of odd that they're expanding in these like uncertain times," which was I found interesting. Which was like, no company.